Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 596. Tired of feeling overwhelmed? Thank you for tuning in today and listening to episode 596 on the Parenting in the Thick of It podcast. I'm thrilled that you're here. If you're new to the show, welcome. Thank you for popping by. And if you are an old timer, thank you for continuing to support me and the work I do. And I hope that this episode on overwhelm will help you. It's a huge subject. It really is. And I think off the back of the pandemic, when I'm recording this, we're all quite overwhelmed. We certainly became very overwhelmed over the last 2 or 3 years, and it was global. I mean, most parents everywhere in the world were feeling overwhelmed as a result of having their kids at home, going on to online learning, having their kids being on their phones even more, on their devices even more, because there was no other way to teach them. They were all sitting in Zoom classrooms and trying their best to navigate life through the pandemic. But it's left us all feeling a tad overwhelmed. So what are we going to do about it? Because it's all very well saying, yeah, I'm overwhelmed, or I'm tired and exhausted, I'm frazzled, I've had enough, I'm pissed off. But I want you to do something about it if you are feeling this way and you recognize what I'm talking to and you feel it deeply within yourself. So I want you to get really curious about what do you think it is that causes you to feel overwhelmed? What is it? Is it something you are not doing? Or is it something other people are doing? Because if it's what other people are doing, how are we going to stop them doing what they're going to do? Because it's very, very hard to change another person. So to change them, we have to change ourselves. Now, if you believe it is something you are doing, then you can start to bring about change. So whether it's the other people causing you overwhelm or your own habits that are causing overwhelm, the fix is within yourself. We have to become aware of what it is and identify the things that are causing us to feel negatively overwhelmed or tired, exhausted, whatever it might be. Now, I know myself, if I start the week on the wrong foot. If I start the week on the wrong foot, things just don't go so smoothly. And I have worked out that for me, it might not be for you, but for me, if I get certain things done on a Sunday night and Monday morning, the week is just better. And you may be thinking, well, what do you do? What is it you do? And on a Sunday night, I actually sit down. I hate doing it, but I hate not doing it more. So I force myself to do it, because if I don't do it, the week's bad. If I do it, the week's good, but I still hate doing it. What is it? I meal plan. I sit down and I work out what we're going to eat from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. I just do 4. Can't cope with any more. If I'm really feeling brave, I'll do a few more. But I get those 4 nights dealt with. From the meal plan, I make a list. And then I go online and I order my groceries online. and they are delivered on Monday morning. The process takes me about half an hour, 30 minutes. And that 30 minutes saves me hours during the week because I'm not having to think about what I'm going to cook every day. I can't cope with that. I hate that. I don't like having to, at 4 o'clock, realizing that I have nothing planned for dinner. So that causes me to feel overwhelmed. So I make sure on a Sunday, and if I can't do it on a Sunday, I do it on a Monday, I get 4 days in the week done and dusted. And it really helps me stay on track and feel less overwhelmed. Because not only that, I don't even have to go to the grocery store, which I hate. I hate going to the grocery store and putting it on the cart and putting it through the tills and bagging it and putting it in the car and bring it to the house and unpacking it all. This way, I only have to unpack it. So it saves me a lot of work. Now, if you love grocery shopping, then that's grocery shopping is not going to overwhelm you. It's not going to make you feel exhausted and fed up. So identify the things that really do make you fed up and see if there's a way to stop them happening. So planning and scheduling can really help reduce the overwhelm. So I often, when I'm working with families, I recommend that they have family meetings. Not all big formal family meetings, but it, you know, maybe on a Sunday evening. We used to do ours on a Sunday evening. We don't need to do it quite so much now. But when we all have a lot on our plates, I do kind of want everybody to know where we all sit and stand for the week going forward. So on this Sunday, you bring it to the table and you say, well, I've got this on Monday and Wednesday, and you've got that on Tuesday. On Thursday, four of us need to be in four different places and we've got two cars. What are we going to do? So we plan for it. We make a few calls. We get a few carpools going. Whatever it might be, if you can do that early on, like at the beginning of the week, your mind's just clearer. It might be that you're overscheduled, that you really do try to just pack too much into each day. And maybe you just have to let go of a couple of things and say, you know what, at this stage, I can't fit it in. And the feelings of overwhelm are often tied to and related to our own unmet needs. When we're not taking care of ourselves, we are more likely to feel overwhelmed with our day-to-day goings on. When we're not eating well, when we're not drinking enough water, when we're not taking enough exercise, it drowns us, it pulls us down. So what few things could you do and schedule? We have to schedule them. Who am I to say you have to schedule them? But I truly believe that if we hope to stand a chance of going for a walk every day, or going to the gym twice a week, or doing a yoga class once a week, whatever it might be, we need to find the time we're going to do it, put it in the diary and honor it as if it was a specialist appointment that you will be charged for if you don't attend. That will help you feel less overwhelmed when you meet your own needs, when you care for yourself. These are the things that will help you feel less overwhelmed. The other big thing is sleep. And I can't mention overwhelm without mentioning sleep, because most of us are chronically sleep deprived. I know that this generation of youth are majorly sleep deprived. And the thing that is pulling them away from sleep or competing with them for sleep is their phones. So sleep is so important. We need our sleep to rejuvenate, for our cells to renew and to be healthy. We need sleep. And I mentioned cells because at a cellular level, that's what it comes down to. If our cells are not being nourished in the way they need to be nourished, then the rest of everything else is going to be out of whack. So sleep is desperately important. So if you find you're staying up too late and binging on Netflix, maybe put a timer on. And yes, when the timer goes off and you haven't finished that episode, stop mid-episode. I dare you. Try and do it. My kids always laugh at me because I can stop 10, 15 minutes into a 45-minute episode and a crime episode where it's really, really grabbing and pulling. I can just hit stop and I go to bed because I know if I don't get my sleep, I'm a raging beast of a mother the next day, and I don't feel good when I don't get sleep. So do what you can to get yourself more sleep. Pull your bedtime for earlier gradually so that you add an hour or 2 hours into your sleep each night. And an hour before midnight is worth two afterwards. So if you can grab that hour before midnight and you're not used to it, you'll really feel the benefit of it. And the benefit's far-reaching in terms of you feeling less overwhelmed. One more thing before I go. I promise, just one. It's a big one. The one thing that is really, really important to help us manage our overwhelm is, or are, boundaries. We have to be better with our boundaries. We have to be better at saying no. You know, when your friend says, oh, can you please bake some brownies for the school cake bake? And you go, sure, knowing that you've not got time to bake the brownies. There are times where it's okay to say no. When someone invites you out to something and you've been out 3 nights in a row and you really know you shouldn't go out making it 4 nights in a row because you're tired, you simply say, no, thank you. I can't make it, but have a great time. You don't even need to give excuses. So be better with your boundary. Say no to some of the things you say yes to and wish you'd said no to. How are you going to do it? And it's hard sometimes to decline things and say no, but you get better at it the more you do it. And in being better with your boundaries, you guard what is dear to you, what is important to you. You put a boundary around it. You say, no, here's the boundary. I need that boundary for me to meet my needs, to feel better about myself, to feel less overwhelmed. And the boundary might be, no, I can't go out because I really need to get an early night tonight. And your friend's like, oh, you're such a killjoy. You never come out. You've got to come out. Come on. And you say, no, I can't. Or you go out and they're all having a few drinks and you're going to say no to the drinks that night. How are you going to do it? But in doing it, you feel less overwhelmed. Boundaries are a huge part of the puzzle when it comes to trying to reduce overwhelm. So to summarize, what can you do to become more organized? How can you plan and schedule things and keep on top of them so you know what's happening, which will reduce the overwhelm? Can you have, you know, get the family together on a Sunday night and just iron out what's going on in the week? Maybe you could meal plan, maybe just 2 nights. You don't have to do the whole week. You'll add on and it'll become more and more. And last but not least is your own needs, your self-care, whatever you need to do. You need to put boundaries around other things to protect what you value and you know you need to do. So you put boundaries around things to make sure you can go for a walk or go to the gym or do your yoga class. You say no when you need to say no. You say yes when you need to say yes. And when we start living truer to our values and what feels good for us, we feel less overwhelmed. And when you're drinking plenty of water, getting enough sleep, taking a bit of exercise, being out in nature and having some fun and being, did I say getting better sleep? I probably have. I've said it many times. You will feel less overwhelmed. So if you've enjoyed this, share it with a friend And also, if you've enjoyed this, why don't you get a pen and a piece of paper and write down a few things, just a couple of things. Don't write 20 things down to try that you're going to try and change, because that will be overwhelming in itself. A couple of things. And how are you going to work those changes into your daily kind of habits, your daily activities of daily living? How are you going to build those changes in? Because listening to this is one thing, but you if you want to bring about change, you have to actually do more than just listen. Listening's the first step. Put it into action and share it with me. Let me know what you're going to do to bring about change and to feel less overwhelmed. I love hearing from you. You can email me at louise@yourparentingpartner.com. If there's anything you'd like me to discuss on the show, happy to do that. I had someone write into me recently about sleepovers, and I'd never done a podcast episode on sleepovers. So that's why that episode, maybe 10 episodes back, that's why that episode came into play. So do drop me a line, reach out. And if you haven't yet gone over onto your podcast tune-in platform and rated and reviewed this podcast, please can I ask you a favor that you do, because it will help other parents like you get the support and advice and tips that they need to navigate life in the thick of it and have a better relationship with themselves and with their children. So until next time, thank you so much for tuning in, and bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar, guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.